grocery delivery services have definitely, the amount of people that have used them in the past year has definitely increased. They've had quite a windfall. There's even new services or new, basically, delivery services popping in up as we speak. As you know, kind of the main players, I would say, that have been in the game, the delivery service for a while, has been, Shipt, Instacart, and what was the one they used to drive around like a refrigerator truck?
Peapod.
Schwan's? What's it?
There was a
Peapods,
Peapod.
that's one. Schwinn's or Schwan's? Schwab's?
I have no
I just remember
idea.
it's like an
You're just
old
making up
ice
funny
truck. I swear
words.
to God, that is not a lie. I definitely saw that before. I think it's called Schaub's or Schwab's. But I remember it's an old school. I've seen the truck for years.
Shubish.
Anyways.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out the very first Addicted to Fitness podcast of 2021.
Oh my gosh, we made it!
We appreciate you guys joining us this year. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
And we hope you join us many more times this year. If you do, guys, please leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think about the podcast. We always need your feedback in order to make the podcast improve.
Yeah, and goodness knows you must have some health and fitness and wellness questions on your mind at various points. Send them our way. If we haven't already addressed them, we can. If we've already addressed them, we can do it again.
That's right.
So just tell us what you want to hear as well.
Yeah. Today, I think we're going to jump into something that's very, I would say, hot right now, or especially the last year have been very, very commonly used, and that's grocery delivery services. We're going to discuss some of the pros and cons that we believe that are involved with grocery delivery services. And then we'll mention some of the best ones out there based on some one of our favorite websites, healthline.com, give you some of the different parameters of what how they rank some of the best ones, best grocery delivery services. So before we jump into that, we're going to do some training recaps. Would you like me to go
or
you to go?
You can go.
So this week was a good week. Started off with a spin. I forgot this week started off, basically, we were still in 2020, the beginning of this week.
Right.
So it was like, it's a year ago now.
No, it was last year.
I know, last year. Touche. Started off with a spin, and then got some other good workouts in during the week. Got a kettlebell workout in, got a hip thrusting workout in with my booty sprout hip thrusting machine. So I was very happy about that.
So funny.
Got another spin in. So I got at least twice on the bike this week.
Kind of bookended your week with the spin.
Exactly right. Bookend the week with spins and had kettlebell and it was pretty much a lower body focus workout in there. So got some at least four good workouts in. I feel like I'm missing one, but definitely got those four in. So
it
was
good.
A good week and felt good. I'm not going to step on my what's got me pumped because I didn't miss out on my stretching session this week, but we'll talk about more about something that's associated with that later in the podcast. So all in all, a good week.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I did a lot of stretching this week, I would say.
Yeah.
A lot of stretching on my own since I didn't have my appointment with my stretching specialist.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What about you? What did you do?
Well, the first part of my week was mostly cleaning, cooking, household stuff.
Mm.
I did get out and take a couple of walks, like nice walks, like more than just like a few minutes, but one was probably like a mile and the other one maybe like half, but got the dog out for a walk because it was some beautiful weather earlier this week. And then I ended my week with a spin workout and a dance workout.
Yeah.
Because one of my Christmas gifts this Christmas was a Nintendo Switch, mm-hmm. and you better believe I got the Just Dance 2020 game. And surprisingly, that game really makes you sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only are you trying to keep up with the moves, but like it's full body in a lot of those. So mm-hmm. I was doing that. Ella also joined me for parts. She abandoned it towards the end, though. But yeah, I did that for like a good 15 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I was super sweaty at the mm-hmm. end. I was like, damn. So I think the highlight was definitely my spin workout, though, because I did one of the holiday ones on the Peloton.
Yeah.
Which I'm still going to take some of those holiday ones, even though we're technically past it. Yeah, you got some backlog
probably, right?
Yeah, they're really good. They're super fun. I did like one of the like holiday movie ones where it covered basically all of the major like Christmas movie heroes. You know, Bruce Willis from Die Hard, Elf.
How does it do that?
Like, she ran through all this, like, major movie songs from those holiday movies.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
And she, like, narrated a story throughout the whole thing. It was hilarious. I really liked it.
Who was that?
I think it was Jess Sims.
Jess Sims.
I think. Hold on. Maybe that's not her name. Wait for it.
Wait for it. She's looking in her app right now. Seeming it.
Nope. I take it back. It was Kendall Toole.
Kendall Toole. Nah.
Kendall has some hard freaking rides.
I think I did hers recently.
Yeah, it was the Movie Buff Ride Holiday Edition number 2.
Gotcha.
And yeah, she will kick your booty
mm-hmm.
big time. So yeah, I did 2 of her holiday rides actually, and both of them kicked my ass. So.
Well, that's good. Like you said, still got some. You can enjoy the holidays because you are definitely someone who is. Loves the fact that to keep the holidays rolling.
Well, yeah, and I feel like I kind of missed out a little bit on like the holiday rides because mm-hmm. I had a chest cold and then I had my period, mm-hmm. which I can't do anything for like 3 days.
Right.
So, and that was right around the holidays.
Right, smack dab in the middle of that. Okay, so good training. And I think we're going to improve even more next week. We are going to jump into today's main topic, and that is grocery delivery services. You guys probably imagine we're not going to tell you anything you probably don't already know, but grocery delivery services have definitely... the amount of people that have used them in the past year has definitely increased. They've had quite a windfall. There's even new services or new, basically, delivery services popping in up as we speak. As you know, kind of the main players, I would say, that have been in the game, the delivery service for a while, has been, you know, Shipt, Instacart, and what was the one? They used to drive around in like a refrigerator truck.
Peapod?
What's it?
There was a Peapod.
That's one. Schwinn's or Schwann's? Schwab's?
I have no idea.
I just remember it's like You're an old ice truck. Words. I swear to God, that is not a lie. I definitely saw that before. I think it's called Schwab's or Schwab's. But I remember it's an old school. I've seen the truck for years. Anyways. But yeah, so now they're much more popular. You know, due to the pandemic, people are... probably rightly so, not wanting to go to the grocery store as much and just trying to stay home and avoid, you know, heavily populated areas, mm-hmm. you know, especially as people that are more susceptible to the pandemic or to the virus. So this service, how can it be bad? I mean, people get groceries delivered to their house. So what could be the downfall? So we were thinking about some pros and cons associated with it. And I think maybe we should just trade off on like pros and cons of what we see it. And maybe we can consult some of our articles that we've been looking up to.
Okay.
So when it comes to, what do you want to go? You want to do a pro or a con?
I don't care.
How about a pro?
Pro?
Yeah, go. Pro for grocery delivery services.
Convenience.
Yes.
Hello.
You never have to leave the house. You can basically, you especially somebody like now, most, well, I said not most, but there is a large portion of people that are working from home now. So they can, you know, basically create the grocery list during their work day or, you know,
yeah, heck,
lunch
you could
hour,
do it while you're then, watching TV or something.
Yep, send it to somebody. Somebody else goes out and get the groceries. You can deliver it and be home. So that's one thing. I think it's a pro if you're at home and you can get it delivered to your home so you can put the groceries away. But that possibly can be a con because sometimes you got to make sure you set up delivery times to in order to get them dropped off when you are home. Because if they sit, especially if you have any refrigerated or fresh produce, it could have any, you could have the issue of spoiling them. So, you know, according to some of the articles I read, setting up drop-off times for your groceries is somewhat a challenge, especially if you have a an irregular work schedule that might not match up with the drop-off person, the delivery person. So, you know, like I said, I think I'm sure it could work out, but if you need, you know, groceries at a certain time and you need something, you know, right away, you're probably better off going to the grocery store. You get that thing much easily by going to the grocery store than relying on a delivery service.
Mm-hmm.
So what about another pro for you, since I just took the con?
I would say it sort of forces you to do a certain amount of meal planning.
Yep.
And in the same vein, prevents the impulse purchases.
Good.
All those scary items that you just... Ooh, that looks yummy. Ooh, that looks yummy.
Great point. I think that's great. Building a meal plan, creating a whole grocery list because you don't want to, you know, just make a small order. That's kind of another one of the cons is that, you know, some of these services are a good amount of these services have a minimum, basically, kind of delivery fee or a minimum order amount where you could get, you get it free delivery.
Yep.
So, like, say, I think I was reading that. I want to say it's shipped. Or maybe actually it was Amazon, probably Amazon Pantry or Amazon
Fresh.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
You have to have over $35 in order to get free delivery. So it's if you just do a small order, you're not going to get the free delivery. So those extra charges could add up. And speaking of extra charges, most of these have either delivery fee, like I just mentioned, or monthly membership that you have to get. Or
yep.
It behooves you to get because if not, you're going to get those fees tacked on with each order. So that's one of the kind of a con that goes with that too. It's just additional fees, so more so than going out and getting it yourself. But hey, it's delivery. Well, what do you expect, right?
Yes.
Do you have another pro?
Yeah, and it's actually kind of in conjunction with what you said about like the fees and all of the pricing that you just have to pay in order to get it delivered.
Right.
But if you are a person who is really trying to stay within a certain budget, not like a super small budget, like obviously it would probably not be worth your time to do this for a small budget. But if you have like a small family and you're trying to stick within a certain budget, I don't know about you, but like sitting there and adding up things as you're shopping, like I've done it. I've done that before, but it's kind of tough.
Yeah,
so like
tough.
Actually being able to go and say like, oh, well, this item's on sale and like be able to compare as you're shopping and see what's in your cart and like see that price tag. So you're not getting to the cash register and you're like, damn it, I spent like $60 more
Absolutely.
Than I meant to.
Yeah.
So I think that that actually is a really like, great bonus of those.
I agree. So I think that's a really good important thing. Another pro I'm going to kind of tack onto it, and I guess it might have been more so for the one you brought up before this one, is that you don't, you're less likely to forget something. You know, if you're here checking through your pantry, through your inventory, you know, you can make a pretty accurate grocery list, because like we do pretty good, but there's always something for seems like we go to the grocery store and it, for some reason, it gets left off the list, right? And we always, and we're always like, oh man, I couldn't believe we didn't get that, we couldn't remember that. Or you take at least, you know, an hour beforehand just checking the pantry and make sure if we need it or not, you know.
I legit do that.
So that's one thing. You can kind of take the time to build your list and make sure and go over it and make sure you're getting everything you need, which kind of also helps with you get that minimum order price and also make sure you don't have to go back or go out yourself to get basically an item you forgot.
See, in my mind, it's also, that's like a little bit of a con, because something I get a lot of when I go grocery shopping is I get a lot of inspiration.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around and I'm looking at the different things. There's something about visually seeing them on shelves, seeing your produce laid out before you,
mm-hmm.
where you actually get inspiration. You say like, ooh, I want to add this to a dish that you wouldn't have just like planned for. Like I do a number of impulse purchases each week.
Mm-hmm.
But they're usually because something like really is appealing to me, and it's, I know it's going to be a good compliment, or I'll choose to substitute something. So that inspiration factor of actually going to the store is something I feel like it's kind of, you miss out on that a little right. bit. But
no, I agree. I think that's definitely a con that I was seeing in some of the articles. Another con is, and it comes down to, basically, somebody else is picking your, like, we come down to, like, produce.
Yeah. Know?
That's a Ooh, tough
it's
one.
It's a personal thing sometimes.
You know? Exactly. I mean, you're telling me that you can smell strawberries when you walk down the aisle or something
I
like
can.
That.
I so can. That's how like, I know if they're good or not.
It's like, I don't know if anybody's going to be doing that if you're picking our groceries, so.
Like, I will choose to get strawberries if I can smell them before right. I get to them.
You know,
if like they don't, I won't buy them.
Exactly. And I know you've never done this, but there is a certain way to pick a correct cantaloupe, so
foot melon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not aware of that, but it's true. It's like I said, picking produce is definitely, I think, a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you lose that when you have the grocery delivery services. So
you're trusting somebody else to do it
right.
for you.
Exactly. That's the thing too. You're basically and I think some of them are kind of anticipate that, because I've read up that some of the services will, you know, take back produce if you want it and things like that.
So. I have used Shipt, not for groceries, but I have used them for other things. And if they don't have an item, they'll actually text you.
Yeah.
While, like, they're shopping.
Yeah,
and
I've
say,
seen
like,
that.
Hey, they don't have this, but this one's here. And, like,
yeah.
if you immediately get back to them, they'll get the other thing, which
yeah.
I think is amazing.
I mean,
it's like
I've
a personal
it.
Shopper.
I mean, you know, grocery store. I'm probably, I know you do the grocery store for the grocery shopping for us each week, but I think I'm probably in like Publix, especially more so.
Yeah,
through
I don't
the
go
week,
in there very much.
You know, so it's like I see people in there. I see the ship shoppers, and even Publix now has that. I think it's through Instacart, but they have
yep.
a whole area set up with, you know, grocery, you know, delivery or grocery pickup and stuff like that. So a lot of places are doing it now, you know. As I mentioned in the beginning, do you have any other pros and cons for the grocery delivery?
Those are the main ones.
Right. I mean, the convenience factor, that's a huge pro. You know, you don't need to leave the
especially
house.
Especially these days.
That. You know, as people who are sick or who are maybe are elderly or in the you know, susceptible demographics, They can stay home and feel safer and you know, have, and there's very low, you know, the articles I've read, there's very, very low chance of having any transmission of COVID through
yeah.
surfaces or, you know, bags
contact.
Or food and contact. Yes, exactly right. So you can even rest more sure about that. And
remember,
you
when
know,
people were wiping down their groceries?
Dude, I know.
I did
I
that
absolutely.
Twice and I almost...
Yeah.
Almost murdered something.
Yeah, exactly. So luckily that's, I think we've got more knowledge about that now that's not really necessary. So I definitely see that, you know, and I think there's a lot of competition now with the article I read on Healthline.com that those extra fees, it's not becoming as expensive as it once was because there's so much competition
Yeah, it
now.
used to kind of be like a, oh, you really need to be like too busy, like work-wise, in order to go, because you needed to work a lot to be able to afford to pay for these suckers.
Exactly right. So, but now there are like almost some of the big stores that you heard of have delivery service. So, I just checked out this article on Healthline.com, one of our favorite websites, and they had the 13 best grocery delivery services of 2020. So, this was from July 2020, and this was written by a registered dietitian and licensed dietitian. They basically number one, actually let me go, I'll go to the bottom first and then we'll go all the way up, and I'm just going to run through these quick. Number 13 is Boxed. They offer some fresh produce but not all, only the Box Express. So that's in that's available nationwide for most places. All right, number 12 is Thrive Market. I know you've used that
I
before.
have.
2 to 3 day shipping, so that's not same day shipping, and they do not have fresh produce through Thrive
Yeah.
Market.
Yeah.
Number
It's good for
11
like
is,
organic and specialty though.
right, true. Number 11, you mentioned it earlier, Peapod.
Can't
Next
believe they're
day in
still
most, yep,
around.
next day in most areas, they do offer fresh produce and refrigerated foods. Oh, nice. And a no membership fee, so, or no membership. Number 10 is Publix. Hey, there
Hey,
we go. Publix is on
Publix.
there on this national list.
Even
Same
though,
day
yeah.
delivery, yes for produce, yes for frozen foods. You got a website and app, and they usually delivery starts at $4 plus 5% service fee.
They're not nationwide though,
No,
right?
I
They're
know,
in
but
like the Southeast.
this is on the article. Yeah, they said basically location, southeastern US. Thank you. You. Fresh Direct, which is actually mostly northeastern United States. Same day, yes for fresh produce, yes for refrigerated foods, and anywhere from $6 to $8 for fees. And they do have a membership. So a lot of these do have memberships, monthly memberships, where it can help kind of reduce your delivery fees. Number 8, Safeway. That was big up where I lived. It's also in 17 states and Washington, D.C. One of those states, definitely Maryland. Number 7, Whole Foods. You guys know aware of
AKA
that.
Amazon.
Same day available. Yes and yes for that frozen foods and refrigerated foods. Way to use Amazon app or Amazon website. $0 fees if order meets free shipping minimums. Oh, how about that? But you do need Amazon Prime. There you go. You do need Amazon Prime to get that zero
Boom.
delivery fee. All right, number 6, Amazon Fresh, which I'm sure is kind of sounds like it's the same thing
Probably
as Whole
linked,
Foods.
yeah.
Yep, they probably get the food from there, I'm gonna imagine. Kroger is number 5. Man, I don't know. I haven't seen a
Kroger.
Kroger. Kroger or Kroger?
Kroger.
Kroger. Kroger. This is nationwide, $10 fee per order, and they
They're
do have same day.
nationwide?
That's what it says.
Wow.
Same day delivery. Number 4, Target. Getting
Target.
into the grocery game. Same day, yes to produce, yes refrigerated foods, $10 per order. Okay, optional Shipt membership. So I guess they operate kind of through Shipt.
Yeah, they work with
Interesting.
Shipt.
Work with Shipt. And number 3 is Shipt. How about that? Select metro areas, mostly across the eastern United States. They do have same day, yes and yes for the frozen and fresh foods, and $35 free if you delivery for orders over $35. And they do
And
have
they
a
do have a
membership, which
membership.
is required, $100 a year for membership. Number 2, Instacart. I think we talked about this. I think that that's what
That's
Publix
Publix,
used.
yeah.
Yep. Same day delivery, yes and yes for frozen and produce, fresh and frozen foods and produce. And boom, delivery fees start at $4 per
Four
order.
ducks, really? Where are you gonna get that?
Membership is optional, but $35 per year to unlock free delivery on orders over $35. And that is nationwide. Number 1, of course, Walmart.
Gotta give him credit for pivoting.
Same day available. Yes to the produce. Yes to the frozen foods. They use an app and a website. $10 delivery fee per order, but their membership is optional and unlimited free delivery for $12.95 a month or $98 a year. And yes, of course, nationwide. So that was a quick rundown of those grocery delivery services, guys. It sounds like wherever you are, some one of those 13 will cover you guys. And check it out. And I know they said in a couple of those articles I read about that, even some mom and pop groceries, like especially grocery stores, are participating in these grocery delivery services.
Yeah, especially with like Shipt and Instacart.
Yeah.
They work with some of the smaller ones
and
too.
And I thought I saw Uber is doing like grocery delivery
too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
In some markets, Uber's a market-based situation.
Right. That's probably in somewhere. I know that was just something I saw. So.
But yeah,
you guys got options.
They do that here.
And like I said, if you don't want to go out in crowded areas, or maybe you're working from home a lot more now, so you don't have the time to travel out, give those groceries.
Or maybe you have to care for somebody, or like look out for somebody who doesn't live with you necessarily. Yeah. Like, you know, a relative or something, you can make sure that they're getting good food.
That's right.
Delivered.
Yep. Absolutely. That's a good way.
That's definitely a pro. I could trust my father.
Yeah.
To actually eat the food I would send to him.
Right.
He's terrible at that.
So it sounds, I'm sure most people are pumped for grocery delivery services.
Well, and we should say, full disclosure, we do not use a regular grocery delivery service
as of right now.
Mm-mm. But there are certain times in my life where I would happily use it. And I think, like, if you've recently had a baby, totally wish that I had done that then. Because I did not care going into a grocery store was such a freaking hassle. So that when you're sick, you know, especially if you're living alone, definitely super handy to have this. Like, there's some just general life circumstances that I would totally use this.
Absolutely agree.
But we just have not yet. So have to be honest, full disclosure, but this is our perspective on all this.
Agreed. And as I was saying, trying to segue to the next segment.
Sorry.
Most people are probably pumped to be using the grocery delivery services. But you know what's got me pumped?
The next segment.
What's got us pumped? I just said pumped like 5 times.
15 times.
Yep. Yeah. So what's got us pumped, guys? But I don't think we've done this in several weeks because we've been doing like flashbacks or best ofs.
But it's great because we just had the holidays. You just had the holidays so and your birthday.
I know. You hear that, folks?
That's not what you think it is.
Probably super annoying. That is the gift Shannon gave me for my birthday. It is a mini Theragun.
What's got you pumped.
This is what's got me pumped. Yeah, I know. I think you should probably benefit from it too. But yes, it's basically a massage gun from Theragun, which is a very popular brand of the massage gun. And Shannon decided to give me the mini version. Oh, yeah. And basically, as you guys can imagine, you've probably seen the infomercials. The one thing about the infomercials, they always like to do slow-mo of people's legs.
And you see the skin wobbling. Yeah, it looks like jelly.
Exactly, like the ripples on a pond.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right, this is not appealing to see that, okay, folks? But yes, this is one of the parts of my stretching sessions, my daily stretching, my weekly stretching sessions, I also get some massage gun therapy. So I've really enjoyed this over the last, probably 8 months or so. So now I have one at home to do for myself, which is going to be helpful since I only get it once a week. But the areas like my neck, my upper traps, my right around my spine is a really problem area for me. So I might need some help from you to help me with that.
Yeah, and I will say, like, having researched these, we actually included these massagers in our gift list, our recommendations for gifts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I had already, purchased this one. And I had done the full range of research on massage guns. Theraguns, like, that physical therapist quality gun. And, like, the price points for the full-size ones, not only are the guns themselves pretty, hefty, but...
Right.
They're loud and they're expansive.
Yeah.
This little baby, though, this was great. And this you can just, what would you say, like, size-wise, this is?
It's pretty handheld. It's like
it fits in one hand.
Yeah, it's handheld. It's like a diamond shape. So it fits in, it's about a palm. It's about the size of your palm. About my palm, I should
say.
Yeah. It's about the size of your hand, I would say. It's a good way of saying it.
Yep.
So it's handheld, and like I said, you can put it in a backpack or anything like that, or, you know, pretty easily.
So, yeah.
I'm happy. I'm stoked.
I'm super excited.
What about you? What's got you pumped?
Well, I actually do have, like, a list of things. I'm pretty excited. But this is actually something that has been on my bookshelf for quite a while. It's a book because...
It's a book.
I love books. Mm-hmm. But this has been one of those things. I'm sure a lot of us have those books that we buy. We're like, oh my gosh, yes, I want to read that. You buy it and it sits on your bookshelf for months and months, just staring at you, mocking you. Huh. This was one of those books for me. It's called In the Flow by Alisa Vitti. And she is the author of the best-selling book Woman Code, which is where I learned all about... it's like a great introduction of like the endocrinology, like endocrinology for women specifically, the hormones that specifically impact a female and their just basically like their cycle. Mm-hmm. So this is not meant to be like a TMI kind of sharing, but super interesting is that women's bodies work on a 28-day cycle for hormones as compared to a man who works on a 24-hour hormone cycle. So now that may seem like, oh, of course we knew that, but like think about how that stretches out. Like the way that a woman works is actually vastly different from an endocrine level. And this book is helping me understand that. It's basically, that was Woman Code was what kind of introduced me. This book is basically, sorry guys, turn your ears off if you need to, but if you have daughters, pay attention. If you don't want to have the conversation with your daughter about like, how their body's going to work and how they should work with it and how, like, what it really means. This is what I wish had been taught to me back in health class. This is how I wish I had learned about my period and PMS and all these other things, because it was like a shameful thing. It didn't tell me how to actually work with my body. It just kind of warned me about this situation that I was going to be cursed with. And it's not actually how you have to live. Like it's a basically coming from a place of not understanding. This book gives all those, like, I like the way they describe it as introducing the cycle syncing method. It's a 28-day plan with recipes, workouts, daily planner, and a biohacking toolkit. Biohacking. Everybody's like, that's been like a buzzword for years now. And this is essentially how, for females, like how to biohack your body and just understand what's going on, why you're feeling certain ways, why maybe eating the same things as your partner, like your male partner or husband, is not actually treating you the same. It's all in this book.
That's interesting.
It's a really interesting read. Like, there's just one chapter in here. Like, I'm going to read it to Ella one day. Because it's exactly how I wish someone had described just being a female to me when I was younger.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely got me pumped. I'm about halfway through and... just so much information. It's amazing.
Nice. Good. Like I said, we got through the holiday season with a lot of good stuff, so we'll have some good what's got us pumped, I think.
Yeah. I have one item that I'm excited for, but I can't really say it's got me pumped because we still have to install it.
So, oh, yes. Okay.
So, you know, gotcha. There's exciting stuff.
There you
to
go. Mm, oh, yeah. Maybe that.
That should be like a review or something.
Yes, we should do a live review of that. Yes.
Commentary.
That'd be great. All right. Guys, hope you enjoyed the first Addicted to Fitness podcast of 2021. Much more in store for this year. If you got something specific that you want us to talk about, please let us know by leaving a rating and review, and please share the podcast with a friend. You got anything else for him tonight?
That's it.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter @TheATFPodcast and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks.